The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome everyone to my podcast, where my only job is to binge it, rate it, and rank it. This is your host, DJ Scorsese, and you're listening to Moviosity. Hope you enjoy. All right, so today I have a super special guest on my podcast, and we are going to be going through his top 10 favorite movies. We're not going to be doing any specific genres or any specific kind of movie, but we are just going to be rolling through with his top 10. So Luke, tell my listeners a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, my name is Luke Kish. I'm a freshman here at Dominican University. I'm a business major at the Brodsky School of Business, and I'm excited to be here.
All right, there we go. So I guess let's just get right into it. What's your number 10 movie?
Number 10 movie is Jumanji.
Jumanji. All right. Is that the old one or is that the new one?
The new one. New one's better.
So tell me a little bit why you like that movie. Why is it on your top 10?
I think the characters and actors in it, actresses, they're all pretty solid. And it's an overall really funny movie, both of them, one and two.
There we go. Yeah, I think I'd agree with that. It's a good movie. I did not enjoy the old one too much. I don't know. It's a classic. Robin Williams is great. Rest in peace. But I definitely feel like if I'm going to sit down and watch a movie, I would rather watch the new one. You know, Jack Black and The Rock, like it's a solid movie all around for sure. What's number 9?
Number 9 would have to be Lone Survivor.
Lone Survivor. Okay. So, I'm not too familiar with that one. Can you run me through it?
It's an action-based movie about four Navy SEALs in Operation Red Wings, where all three of them passed away, unfortunately, and one survived, and the movie is just telling his story on, like, everything that happened and what went down.
Okay, did this, like, take place in Iraq or Syria, or, like, where are we talking here?
I'm not exactly sure. It might have been Afghanistan, and just a Middle Eastern country.
Okay. And is this like a recent war or like when? What's the time frame here? You do a little research really quick. That's fine. Just check it out. See, we're just looking up really quick, seeing when this movie came out.
2013.
All right. So it's a fairly recent movie. So I believe I have seen this movie. If I'm not mistaken, the cinematography is pretty good. It's really well shot. I know this movie has some pretty crazy action scenes, so I can definitely see where or why it would be on your top 10 movies. Personally, I haven't seen it enough, and I haven't seen it recently enough to really give it a true review. But I respect it. All right, we on number 8. What's number 8?
Number 8. I'm gonna have to go with another action movie. 13 Hours.
13 Hours. Okay. So tell me a little bit about 13 Hours.
If I'm not wrong, it took place in Libya where ex-Marines and Navy SEALs were contracted to protect a special U.S. government agent in Libya, and it got taken over by, you can say, terrorist forces if you want, and they just had to protect the consulate the whole time.
Okay, so were these, like, American people fighting, or were these, like, who were the main good guys in this story?
They're Americans, and to add 13 hours, the movie's called 13 hours because it was 13 hours of straight war.
Like, just straight conflict for 13 hours?
Yep.
Interesting. Okay, so I know I have not seen this movie, so, I mean, obviously it would not be on my top 10, but I'm kind of getting the feel that you really enjoy a lot of these like action war films. Is that like a good connection for you, you think?
Yes, it keeps me entertained, and there's some suspense to it that I just always enjoy throughout the whole movie.
There we go. So it's not just about the action, it's also about you know, the other emotions that movies like that will make you feel.
Yes, and the two I just listed previously are true stories.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. I didn't even know that. I didn't know Lone Survivor was a true story. That's actually really sad. Okay. What are we on? 7? 7? Mm-hmm. All right, let's go number 7.
7, I'm going to say Top Gun.
Top Gun. Is that the old one or is that the new one?
The newest one was really good, but the old ones were good too. But for the seven, newest one.
Newest one. Okay. I respect that. That's actually on my, I believe that would be on my top 10 list. It's such a good movie. Yeah. The directing was great. The acting's crazy. I mean, Tom Hanks is great in both the movies. But yeah, so, I guess you tell me a little bit more about why you enjoy that movie so much.
With having gone off of the previous Top Guns, it just connected the storyline very well. And I think the ending to the new one, it's more relevant so people know, like, about the movie. And it was just an overall, like, amazing movie.
I would definitely agree there. I love the Top Gun movies. Honestly, I'm not sure if I love the old one or the new one more. They both the old one holds a really special place in my heart. You know, it's nostalgic. But the new ones just overall might be a better movie. So you can kind of play around with that in your head a little bit. Okay, what are we at? Number six?
Yeah, I think so. Number six, I'm going to go with How to Train Your Dragon.
All right, I love that pick. I love that pick. Okay, How to Train Your Dragon is a cinematic masterpiece. I love this movie to death. All right, yeah, go ahead. You ramble about this movie.
All of them were elite. I think the storytelling from the beginning to end through the whole series was just excellent. How they connected Toothless to Hiccup? Yes, Hiccup.
Toothless to Hiccup.
They just built a special connection in the last movie. Toothless found his little lady friend, and that just, like, it was an amazing ending how they all grew up old together.
Mm-hmm. And Hiccup finds his mom eventually in one of the movies. I always really thought that was a really interesting connection because they don't even mention her until that film. So
I think that added a good spin.
100%. It was a surprise for sure. Oh man, yeah, great pick. I love How to Train Your Dragon. Mm-hmm. All right, let's keep it rolling. Are we five? We're at number five. All right.
Five. I'm gonna have to go with the newest Batman.
Oh, the one with what's his name? Tom Hiddleston, that guy, the guy from Twilight.
Yes.
Yes. All right. I think if I'm not mistaken, his name is Tom Hiddleston. So what puts this Batman movie above, like, say, The Dark Knight, which is a lot of people's favorite movie of all time.
Dark Knight is also a good movie, but I think this Batman just added a different perspective to Batman. There's more of a, you can see more of a human side to him going through. He's not always in his Batman suit. Mm-hmm. And it just tells a story, like, step by step. It's on the longer side of a movie, but you're able to follow along the whole movie. And it's a different villain than before.
See, a lot of people, when they review or talk about this movie, the main thing that they bring up is the villain. And it's the Riddler, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
Okay. The Riddler, I remember he was really creepy. I remember that. And they actually made, like, there was a lot of internet, I don't want to say outrage, internet. This movie got a lot of attention, which I think it deserves. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Because with Riddler being the main villain, we're used to seeing all these, like, supernatural villains and, like, all this, like, extra stuff. But this makes it more based on human concept, not extraterrestrial concept, if you may say.
It makes it feel more real. Yes. I feel like.
And I think Robert Pattinson did a great job as playing Batman.
For sure. To be honest, I did not like that he was cast as Batman, because I love all the Batman movies, and I did not see Tom Hiddleston in that role. I just did not think he was going to fill the shoes, but I think he really did. I really liked his performance in this movie. All right, let's go. What are we, number four?
I think so. Yes. Number four, I'm going to say 21 Bridges.
Okay, I definitely have not seen this movie, so I'm gonna need you to run me through it.
Not a lot of people have seen 21 Bridges, but the main character or actor is Chadwick Boseman, unfortunately passing away. But he's a detective in this movie, and it goes through the whole movie. He's following leads, and at the end of the movie, it finds out, like, all of it was based off of Crooked Cops, and it's his adventure through the entire movie. Was just him solving it step by step with multiple, like, twists and turns throughout it, like, within it.
Okay, so like what basically is happening? Like, what's the main problem in this movie?
The corrupt cops are setting up other drug dealers to get drugs so they can get paid extra money because their base pay isn't enough for them.
Oh, okay, I see. So I feel like now I'm remembering this movie a little bit. The concept is like they're on Staten Island or New York or wherever, and it's called 21 Bridges because they're shutting down the island, like closing off all the bridges to keep these people from escaping. Am I in the right wheelhouse there?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, interesting. Man, so, you know, maybe we should sit down and watch it. Let's do it.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, deal. All right, so maybe my next podcast I'll throw in a little anecdote. I'll let you know how I thought about the movie. Mm-hmm. All right, deal. Let's move on to number three,
Maze Runner.
Maze Runner. This is another great pick. It's on my list for sure. It is 100% on my list. I actually read the books when I was a kid. So, and a lot of people, like some people that I don't respect, will say that the books are better than the movies, but I completely disagree. All the movies, like as a whole, are just solid movies.
The movie puts into a real life, just you're right there in the moment, and it feels great watching them.
Exactly. And the cast is amazing. Like
Dylan O'Brien did amazing.
Dylan O'Brien's portrayal was absolutely ridiculous. He did such a good job. So we're in your top three here. So these are some big movies. So yes. Like what really makes these movies stand out to you?
These movies, they're just some movies, even though they're attention, like they're mainly action, there's always dry parts. These movies, if there's like quote unquote dry parts, they're still important to listen and like they still entertain you because of how important they are to the plot.
Mm-hmm. See, that's one thing I noticed is that a lot of movies they'll throw in like useless nonsense to get to that hour and a half mark. But this movie, every single thing that happens is a plot point. Like this is not a movie that you can get up and go to the bathroom for, because if you do, you come back and you will have no idea what's going on. Like the story is always getting moved forward. There's never any fillers. Like it is always just rolling.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
All right, let's move on to number two.
Number two, this is a underrated movie in my opinion. American Assassin, another Dylan O'Brien film.
Wow. Okay, I do not believe that I've seen this movie. If I had to be honest with you.
Well, to fill you in, pretty much, it starts off. He's on the beach with his girlfriend, and he proposes to her. But when he proposes to her, a terrorist attack happens, and everyone on the beach dies except for him. And makes it his job to hunt down that terrorist organization and take him out from the inside. But wow. The CIA basically like intercepts him and recruits him and becomes like this crazy weapon for them. And by the end of the movie, a rogue CIA agent takes a hold of a nuke and they just battle it out to the end.
Huh. Okay. Wow. So and his girlfriend dies on the beach too, I'm assuming?
Yes, his girlfriend died. He watched her die.
Wow. Okay. Well, I mean, I guess that definitely makes sense why.
It's his motive throughout the whole movie.
Okay, that's his background story. I got it.
And just the movie itself, Dylan O'Brien is the main character you stay attached to. All the side characters, you can say that they're important, but it's just Dylan O'Brien. That film was a masterpiece for like himself personally.
He takes the focus away from a lot of the side characters.
Yes.
Okay. I got it. All right, let's. I'm actually really excited to hear this. What's the number one movie?
Number one, born and raised on it. It's a classic, Star Wars.
There we go. I mean, it's up there. It's in a lot of people's. It's a lot of people's favorite movie of all time. I mean, it's Star Wars. There's really not much you can say about it. It's a cult classic. It changed, culture itself.
The film itself was changed after Star Wars.
100%. Yeah, movies were just not the same after it came out. And it is such an old movie. And, it's Star Wars. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. There's so many different spinoffs of it, too. Some of the spinoffs, I will say, that might be TV series, aren't the best. But the solid movies themselves are all, they're all amazing. Especially the earlier ones, the prequels.
100%. And there's really no way that anyone can argue with you about it. They're great movies.
Yeah. And as Star Wars, how deep it is, there's always new opportunities for a new episode, a new movie. Like, for example, The Mandalorian. That was not a very focused character throughout the Star Wars. You just may have heard about him, and they created an amazing series about it and focused on his way of life.
100%. I mean, Star Wars, it's never going to go away. I mean, all right, Luke, I appreciate it. Well, thank you.
Of course. Glad to be here.